revealing some secrets. Secrets you probably don't expect. The secret why you are poor, struggle financially and emotionally. I would have never known, hadn't I signed up with a dude about a year and a half ago. Take his advice to heart about a year ago, and observe some struggling and unhappy, flat, people this past year. Latest a few minutes ago. I was on a call learning some technical stuff useful in running my business. At the end of the call the dude took his time to promote some Change Your Life Online Summit, a multi-speaker event going often for days. So I butted in, and asked if the speakers are selling their stuff. He protested, saying that this is a do-gooding event. I said, if you have something that makes people's life better, and you are not offering it, you are a criminal. Evil, stingy. A criminal. He protested. Found out in what he said that his definition of selling is pushing something at you that you don't want. No wonder he is dirt poor, shares a rented home with his four brothers, even though he has expertise that is marketable and rare. No wonder. My definition of selling is saying in an article, click here if you want this. Or click here if you want to find out more. No pushing. But not saying it is ripping people off. Truly. This is the idea that turned my finances around. That helped me, in a year, to go from hand-to-mouth existence, to having extra money, being able to pay for help, and get a whole lot more stuff that I can offer for sale. I am not ready to retire. I don't do well being bored, being aimless, just hanging around. And because I have a lot to offer, I want to be able to offer it, even when I am asleep. Because sleep is important. But something is holding people back. There are the people who clearly have something they could fashion into sellable products or services. There are the people who clearly are capable to create a direction in which they could create something that is sellable, but they don't. And then there are the people who have nothing going on for them, and they are okay with being poor and insignificant. Or they would learn something. But to find your path, to find your gift, to find a direction you need to start practicing and maybe even mastering thoughtless thoughtfulness. Looking. The way I tell people how to start in my calisthenic exercises is at the end when I say, open your left eye. Now close it. Open your right eye. Now close it. Now open both eyes and gently swivel your head around your neck and sweep over the objects in your view. Do not name them, just sweep over them. Some things will jump out at you, or not. A few weeks ago I went on Vishen Lakhiani's masterclass promoting his Silva Mind Control class. His selling story was that after he did that class, he didn't have to call every person on his list to find a winner who would buy from him. He was selling stocks or securities, I didn't remember, he just swept over a whole page of names and his eyes got caught at the sure winner. And this way he doubled and doubled and doubled his income from sales. So much that he could start Mind Valley. If that is Silva Mind Control teaches and it teaches you what I teach you, to be thoughtlessly thoughtful. The thing you need to hear, see. Calls out to you. Unless you are looking for it. With looking for it you are overpowering the subtle energy signal, and you can't feel it. And you miss it. Leaving you in the ditch of your own making. Short article today. But today was busier than some weekdays. So before I say goodbye, let's look at why on earth you would not be free enough to allow things to come to you, why you are trying to force things. Because you do. Don't you? I have noticed that there are some reasons, but almost all of them are rooted in your physiology. Needy, living in scarcity, living in wrongs that need to be fixed are almost always an indication that there is a health problem that you are not attending to. Why? Maybe you don't know you have it. Maybe you don't know how to attend to it. This is where my health measurement service comes in. For $25 I perform a major physical on you. If I see some real issues, I may ask for more money to set them straight for you. Or to look deeper. But I don't do any of that until I see your numbers. Even if you are one of my favorite students. Who wrote? Something is going on physically. Not sure what. You do physical healings. May I pay to be a part of the healing? Is it possible to direct some of that energy my way? If you can share without diminishing it. I would love that. Whatever the cost, it would be a great investment. I would be very grateful and appreciative. Sleep has been irregular and I promise that is going to stop. Starting tonight I will go to bed at a consistent hour. I have been better at sticking to the food list but will improve there as well. So there are many places I can make little changes. I didn't even answer it. I have no idea what is going on with you unless you get your health measurements. Get your health measurements. Go to www.yourvibration.com/1/your health measurements. Okay, now I am ready to post this article.